It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's talk about our Hawks real quick, guys, because we have to. Season's winding down. Mike, last night, disappointing ending. And Lauren Williams joins us. She covers the Hawks for the AJC, AJC.com. Lauren, you know, Mike and I keep talking about some momentum heading into this play-in. We know we've qualified for it, but yeah. Like every time that it feels like, okay, that's a game we should win, you blow it. Oh, that's a game we should win.
Right.
You blow it. That's the way I felt, at least in these back-to-back games here the last this week. How have you felt about them?
Yeah, I think with this team, I always just sort of expect the unexpected, and maybe there's something in my gut yesterday that told me after what happened with the Trailblazers, that it just wasn't going to quite go how Hawks fans maybe wanted it to go. I don't know. I this team is confounding, but yep. I always try to go back to this idea that, you know, they weren't supposed to be good this year. And I'm not necessarily looking for, you know, a reason to excuse away them not being competitive or letting go of games or anything like that, but I mean, they're a young team, and the fact that they've lost Jalen Johnson, you know, they're still getting those new guys acclimated to the system as well as they've played. This team really wasn't supposed to be good, and especially with a rookie being as big of a contributor as he has been. This is essentially, Quinn Snyder called it, Dyson Daniels' rookie year, because he didn't play that much with New Orleans his first two seasons in the league. So with a team that's going through a lot of growing pains, it's not necessarily understandable, but it does make sense why, you know, some of these things keep happening. They lose some of these games that on paper they should win. And actually, Dyson made a really good point after that loss against the Trailblazers a couple of days ago that there are no easy games in the NBA. And, you know, the Trailblazers, even though they're technically still in the running for the postseason in the Western Conference, I mean, they're basically playing for nothing. I mean, they're not necessarily trying to tank. I'm sure if they land that number one pick, that franchise would be ecstatic, but they're looking to compete, and a lot of those guys are playing for jobs on NBA teams. So, you know, those are games that the Hawks just have to take a lot more seriously. When you think about Dallas last night, they're just a very big team. They've got a future Hall of Famer in Anthony Davis, who absolutely showed out. And you could tell that was a tough matchup for Onyeka Okongwu. So as frustrating as it is, it just feels like the Hawks have been overachieving this season, and we're kind of seeing the results of that now.
Yeah, and the big fella, you know, D'ing up Trey at the end, that was not optimal. It's Lauren Williams, guys, from the HAC with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Lauren, I noticed the last two games, both teams that we played, Portland and Dallas, outscore us by 10 in the third quarter. So come out of the gate, second half. Something that Quinn needs to work on. I mean, I'm not trying to say you're getting out-adjusted, but it just seems like you know, that's been the momentum, which has taken some of these games out of our hands.
Yeah, it's just they're not getting those shots to fall that they seem to have success with in the first half. And I don't know if it's just that the other team has just made these significant adjustments that has taken that young team to take a chance to kind of get their feet back under them after they come out of the locker room. But yeah, that's something that, you know, Quinn Snyder and his staff have to address, is just making sure that squad is not lackadaisical coming out of the locker room for sure.
All right, well, let's talk about last night specifically and just Trey Young. Listen, he is the star. Everybody knows that. And going to him late in games, you know, I get that. I understand it. But I was a little frustrated, Lauren. I was talking to this, you know, to our audience about this. Like, seeing somebody else. Sometimes the star has to be, you know, the guy that sets up the play that maybe wins the game. And, you know, last night I know Trey was trying, you know, the clock, I think we had 7 seconds, so he didn't have a lot of time. But that's something that I'd like to see more of. And I'm curious, have you asked Quinn Snyder about this? What has he said? Because it feels like throughout the course of the season we've had these moments, and it's always in Trey's hands. That's great. But we don't necessarily run a play that gets a guy open or something that gets you the shot to win the game.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this situation just shows how much trust Quinn Snyder has in Trey Young in these end-of-game situations.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely wish that you could see that trust kind of spread out to some of those other guys, because he had a guy like Niang on the court. He had Caris LeVert who can go get you a bucket. Those guys have been in situations like this where they know what to do in these end of game scenarios when there's not a lot of time on the clock. So I think maybe that's a matter of now Trey seeing what's happening and trusting the other guys that are on the court with him, especially once, again, like you have a guy like Anthony Davis coming out to the perimeter to try and stop that shot. You know, we know that Trey can do that and find guys for those open plays. So I guess it's just a matter of, you know, this team stepping up its trust in each other, especially with some of those new guys.
So as far as a playoff matchup, I mean, first things first, we got to win games like we just lost, which was an entertaining game, by the way, other than, you know, the finish. But do you, I mean, you just said, not to make it sound like Debbie Downer, but you kind of said, you know, we're a team whose expectations were low after losing Jalen Johnson, trading DeAndre Hunter. Do you see this team is kind of like what we saw a few years ago, where we can certainly get into the playoffs, but then like maybe best we can do is like five games like we did against Miami a few years ago?
Yeah, and Boston, like, you know, that game going to, or that series going to six. As much as, again, like you said, you don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but this team has certainly shown that they can compete, but they're just not a team, in my opinion, unless, you know, the chips fall exactly as you would want them to. It's hard for me to foresee them going beyond the first round. In fact, you know, going up against a team like Cleveland or going up against a team like Boston, I see it, and, you know, optimistically being a gentleman's sweep, going 5-6 games, but not necessarily, you know, the Hawks coming out on the other end, the winners. So it's tough just because you look at the size that this team has. They just get worn down by some of those bigger players. We saw it against Portland. We saw it against Dallas last night. They just it's like they don't know how to completely adjust to playing around some of that size when it kind of catches them off guard. And so, yes, you know, it's good that you have that sort of seven-game series, but like we saw with Boston and Miami a couple of years ago, it's once you fall behind too fast or too soon, it's hard to catch up. You know, you're not going to always have a situation where it was, I can't remember who the Clippers were facing, but maybe it was Dallas, and they ended up coming back from.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That 3-0 deficit or something like that. So, yeah, it's hard to foresee them, you know, coming out of the first round.
Yeah, they've lost four of their last five, but the Milwaukee win is in there where they blew doors, and you go, okay,
mm-hmm.
but they lost to Houston, which is a very good team and you know, mm-hmm. understandable. Miami, again, at Miami, wasn't sure. Mike and I talked about that. Mm. Then, we get Portland, and then last night, Dallas. I thought those mm-hmm. were three winnable games. We got six games left, guys. They're at home Saturday against the Knicks. Early start, by the mm-hmm. way, 3 o'clock. And then Utah Sunday. That's a back-to-back. And then you get at Orlando, at Brooklyn, at Philly. I mean, everybody for Philly's been shut down, right?
Yeah.
I saw today, you know, pretty much nobody's playing for them that you would be familiar with. And then you finish the season against Orlando on April 13th, and then the play-in mm-hmm. starts that week. So, mm-hmm. Lauren, it should be interesting. We appreciate you stopping by. We had to get your opinion on this as the team has six games remaining. And last night, again, another tough loss as they weren't able mm-hmm. to get a shot off, basically, that would have tied the game or maybe even won it. Thanks again, Lauren. Follow her, by the way, at the AJC and AJC.com. We'll talk soon.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the final horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.